A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed Jesus. While Jesus was at table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Go and learn, Jesus says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And here the word sacrifice doesn't mean a personal discipline or something that we give up for another person. Rather, Jesus is talking of sacrifice as a religious ritual. And he's not pitting mercy against a religious ritual, but what he's trying to say is that our sacrifices, our religious rituals and laws, if they are not rooted in love and mercy, they will soon become empty and become burdensome. If we serve the poor not out of love, but because we should, if we put money in the collection for the missions not out of love, but because we ought to, if we go to Mass not out of love, but because we fear God's punishment, our worship will soon hold no meaning, no joy, no gift of life. And our contributions to those in need will soon feel like a burden. We need rituals, religious rituals as well as social rituals. It's important for us to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Rituals build bonds. We get to know one another. We grow in love and understanding, patience and acceptance. And it's the same with our religious rituals. Our coming together for Mass and sacraments, for retreats and special religious occasions are times to give thanks and praise to God, but they are also to help us build strong community bonds, bonds that reach way beyond our church doors and our parish boundaries. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the mercy that Jesus desires is not a one-time act. It's a way of life, a life rooted in love and respect of others. Truly seeing others as sisters and brothers. It's a way of looking at the world, seeing things from another person's perspective. And for most of us, that takes a great deal of heart stretching. It starts with little things and then grows until it becomes a habit of the heart. That's what mercy does. So let me tell you what I mean. I was flying back from Tijuana recently after visiting one of our sisters who had ministered there for 25 years, and a man offered to give up his seat, his aisle seat on the plane, so a mother could sit next to her young son. And the man sat where the mother had been sitting, which was the middle seat between the window and the aisle. Now, all of us who travel know that is an act of mercy, especially since the little boy was very well behaved. But I've seen mercy other places, too. In a medium-sized company in our town, the employees voted to take a cut in hours and pay so that all of the workers would be able to keep their jobs. That's an act of mercy, especially in these economic times. And a woman I know who's carrying the loan on a house she sold 4 years ago to a young couple has readjusted the monthly payments for the new owners so they will be able to meet their responsibilities. She could have threatened foreclosure, but she didn't. She recognized that it's a hard time for everyone. She spoke a word of mercy, a word of life to them. We could spend our lives counting the offenses we have experienced, measuring what we have received from others against how much we have freely given them. We could spend our life holding friends and relatives captive by our expectations of how they should live their lives, or base our relationship with God on shoulds or fear. Or we could learn the ways of mercy. For it is Mercy who goes to Matthew's house in the gospel today and shares a meal with Matthew and the other tax collectors who come to listen to Jesus. We might have missed some of the significance of this meal, but in their desert culture, to eat with a person was a sign of acceptance and friendship, a bond that could never be broken. So when Jesus eats with Matthew and the other people like us who are sinners, in effect, Jesus is saying to them and to us, I accept you. I love you. I offer you mercy. Come, be one of my disciples. Learn from me. Wear the clothing of tolerance, acceptance, open-mindedness, compassion, and mercy. In other words, be merciful to others as I have been merciful to you. And we know we have received mercy upon mercy upon mercy. Jesus says, go, learn from me. Be good students of mercy. Perhaps today on this feast of Matthew, we could take that and make that our attention point.